detection of radio AGN in dust-obscured galaxies using deep UGMRT radio continuum observations, by Abhijit Kayal et al. Radio observations being insensitive to the dust obscuration have been exploited to unveil the population of active galactic nuclei, AGN, residing in galaxies with large dust content. In this paper, we investigate the radio characteristics of 321 dust-obscured galaxies, DOGs, S24 micrometers, senior band is greater than or equal to 1000, by using mainly deep band 3, 250 to 550 MHz, observations from the upgraded Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope, UGMRT, and 1.5 GHz Jansky Very Large Array, JALA, observations. We find that, for our sample of DOGs, deep, median noise RMS equals 30 beam 1, 400 MHz band 3 UGMRT observations yield the highest detection rate, 28%, among those obtained with the JALA, and the low-frequency array, LOFAR, radio observations and the XMMN X-ray observations. The radio characteristics of our sample sources, i.e., linear extent, 5.0 times 10 to the 23 WHZ1, suggest them to be mainly consist of compact steep spectrum, CSS, or peaked spectrum, PS, sources representing an early phase of the AGN jet activity in dust-obscured environments. With stacking we find the existence of faint radio emission, S400 MHz equals 72.9 beam 1 and S1.5 GHz equals 29 beam 1 with signal-to-noise ratio approximately 20, in otherwise radio-undetected DOGs. A study revealing the faint emission at a few tens of level in high Z DOGs can be used as a test bed for the deeper radio continuum surveys planned with the Square Kilometer Array, SCAR, and its pathfinders. This was detection of radio AGN in dust-obscured galaxies using deep UGMRT radio continuum observations, by Abhijit Kayal et al.